And now this is a dictation for Francis Porensky, P as in Paul, O-R-E-N-S-K-I, July 31-37, address as a letter to Dr. Vadla Moody, V as in Victor, A-D-L-A-M-U-D-I, 539-7747. Dear Dr. Vlada Moody, I follow up Mr. Porensky, chronic kidney disease, heart problems, last visit October, comes accompanied with wife. He's very hard of hearing. He fell like 3 weeks ago. Fracture on the left ribs. Was admitted at Midland. Wife denies any other problems. Test to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination. There has been no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies chest pain, palpitations. Has chronic dyspnea, uses nebulizers, no pyrrolemic arterial hemoptysis, denies orthopnea. Has a pacemaker, he's been working well. Chronic edema, uses a walker, no oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review. No blood pressure medicines. Next paragraph, on physical exam, chronically ill, hard of hearing, no gross respiratory distress, looks frail, very pleasant, normal speech, follows commands, weakness, but no focal deficit, pacemaker, no pericardial wrap, breath sounds clear on the right, decrease on the left. I review recent chest X-ray and CAT scan. It shows moderate pleural effusion, which is still is persistent. And this is new comparing to 2023. No ascites tenderness, 2+ edema bilateral, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistry is from June, creatinine 1.38, which is baseline, representing a GFR of 49 to stage 3. Minor metabolic acidosis, normal electrolytes, nutrition, minor elevation of calcium 10.4, normal phosphorus, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. There is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. He does have evidence of left-sided pleural effusion, but he's not symptomatic. This is the same site of trauma and fractures. He has underlying congestive heart failure. As far as I know, has been stable with preserved ejection fraction. He has an upgraded pacemaker. Has prior mitral and aortic valve replacement as well as tricuspid valve repair. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There has been no need for EPO treatment. The elevated calcium, probably from primary hyperparathyroidism, has been mild, stable over time, does not require specific treatment. Continue to follow chemistries on a regular basis, no indication for dialysis, end of dictation.